News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Record temperatures in Ireland, record temperatures across Europe, and severe impacts from those record temperatures. We were talking yesterday to Lara Marlowe in Paris, who was walking us through the kind of heat that they were seeing in France. Temperatures in the mid-40s in Bordeaux. And since then, there have been reports of a massive impact on people, on poultry, on farm animals, and on the nation in general. We're going back to Lara now to get an update. Lara, is today going to be as bad as yesterday?
Unfortunately, yes. It's going to be over 40 again today in Paris. The only sort of glimmer of relief is that there will be storms on the northwestern coast this evening, which will lower the temperature there, but not inland, not in big cities like Paris. The hospital emergency rooms are receiving three times as many patients as usual. It's become unbearable. The average temperature yesterday was 30 degrees all over France, and that's for the whole 24-hour period. They expect the temperatures to continue to be into the low 40s into the weekend.
And what are we seeing in terms of impacts on people and also on farm animals? Because there are reports of significant poultry deaths.
Yes. I know there's a big problem with pet dogs and cats. A friend had to take her dog to the vet and the dog had heat stroke. It's easier for cats because you keep them in the apartment and you can wipe them down with cold, you know, wet cloths and that sort of thing. But the dogs have to go outside for their business. And if they go on the pavement, the asphalt is sort of 60 degrees hot, and the animals, you know, burn their foot pads, the pads under their feet, and go into heat stroke. Their radio programs telling you that if your animal is panting heavily, you should take it to a vet immediately. It means it's in heat stroke. My cat just lies in front of the fan all the time, and she seems to be okay, but it's very hard on everyone, and especially elderly people. There was an appeal from the health minister last night to look after old people who you know. I have a friend who's 94, and her children and I are sort of taking turns, you know, going and seeing her and making sure she's okay. Her daughter was actually able to find an air conditioner to buy for her. It won't be installed until next week, but that was quite an achievement. There was a cliff that collapsed in front of the lighthouse in Biarritz yesterday evening, where there were a lot of people swimming at the base of the cliff. A woman diver was killed, and they're looking for a second body in Biarritz. There was an electrical substation exploded in Brittany, in Finisterre, and 120,000 homes were out of, it had no electricity last night because of this. So it continues. I mean, probably the worst thing I heard on the radio this morning was that by 2050, they are predicting that heat waves will be five times more prevalent, and that we'll see daily temperatures of up to 48 degrees. It's hard to imagine how anything can live in that.
Lara, thank you very much for that. Lara Marlowe reporting for us from Paris. And we'll head across to the UK, where Enda Brady is in London and the UK Met Office. Enda, more red warnings for much of southern and southwestern England, and amber warnings then through into the weekend.
Yes, Anton, good morning. Thanks for having me. So the red warning stays in place until midnight tonight. There's only ever been one of these before, and red is the highest level it can get to. It basically means that there is a risk to life, even amongst healthy people in the population. So yesterday was a record-breaking day in the UK. The weather record for June, which had stood since 1976 in Southampton, fell, and it fell in a town not far from Southampton, Gosport in Hampshire. 36.1 Celsius it reached yesterday. So that was the hottest place in the United Kingdom yesterday, Gosport in Hampshire. it fell a total of four times yesterday, pinging around the country. It went past 35.6, it ticked up, and it finished then at 36.1. That record will fall again today. Temperatures of 38 Celsius predicted across parts of southern England. And it's causing chaos on the roads. There was a crash on the M25 yesterday, and you know what it gets like, the build-up. It's like Europe's biggest car park. When paramedics got there, a lot of people needed treatment for heat-related illnesses and problems. And then on the rails, 2,600 trains cancelled or delayed yesterday.
2,600?
Yeah, nationwide, 2,600 trains either completely cancelled or extremely delayed. And the problem was that the tracks had heated to 50 Celsius and everything was just running so slow. So there's a warning again today that from Network Rail that if you don't need to use a train in the heat-affected areas, stay at home, work from home.
And thank you very much, Enda Brady in London. Let's come closer to home with Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. What's in store for us, Alan?
Yes, Anton, very hot day ahead. Temperatures getting over 30 degrees in many areas, possibly up to 33 or maybe just tipping over 33 degrees, which could break the all-time record with some very hot weather ahead. There is already some thunderstorms on the west coast with some showers, but the risk of thunderstorms increases a lot tonight, through tonight and into tomorrow, Friday. And there's a risk of some severe thunderstorms, which would be very unusual for Ireland, especially in the northwest, where there's a risk of large hail, which can cause damage. So this is an unusual setup in that we're going to have a very, very hot day, but then we're going to have a risk of some severe thunderstorms.
And hail, this is starting to sound like the Book of Revelation.
Yeah, well, you can get hail anytime because it forms high up where it's very cold. The issue here is that the intensity of the thunderstorms can create very large hail. So I shared a chart on my social media which shows a risk of over 5 centimetres hail, which you would normally associate with like Italy and other parts of Europe. It would be very rare for us to see that. It can cause a lot of damage. Trying to forecast these thunderstorms is especially tricky, but the northwest area looks to be the highest risk at the moment. But you could see thunderstorms breaking out more widely through tonight and through tomorrow morning for a time as well.
Sorry, Alan, just to be clear, 5 centimetres in diameter, that's nudging golf ball sized hail.
Yes, not to sound overly dramatic, that is something that is possible when you get these type of setups. Now, to be very localised and very hard to forecast, but there is a risk of some of that falling in parts of the northwest today.
Good Lord. Alan, thank you very much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather. And we will, of course, be returning during the programme to the topic of those record-breaking numbers across Ireland and across Europe. If you want to get in touch, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.